Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
And energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to TightWatt.com. That's TightWatt.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from TightWatt. Log on to TightWatt.com right now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. On this Memorial Day, Americans are pausing to remember those who have fought and died in service to their country. Following tradition, President Bush today went to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And afterward, he spoke of the courage and valor shown by all American servicemen and women.
Today we gather to honor those who gave everything to preserve our way of life. The men and women we honor here serve for liberty. They sacrificed for liberty. And in countless acts of courage, they died for liberty.
Earlier on the Today Show, Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, paid tribute to the men and women serving in Iraq and around the world, but also cautioned them against being engaged in politics.
I think it's really important that we remain apolitical, and this is a particularly poignant time because of the political season that we're in right now.
And speaking of which, Hillary Clinton is in Puerto Rico campaigning for votes in the island's primary.
One of the things that I want to do as president for Puerto Rico is to be extending more economic opportunities to the islands.
Puerto Rico will hold its primary on June 1st. Severe weather has blasted parts of the nation's midsection. In Hugo, Minnesota, up to 250 homes were damaged. This is Mayor Fran Myron.
These houses are completely leveled. There's, you know, vehicles that were in the garages that are still sitting on the cement pad, but the house is totally gone.
Meanwhile, in Parkersburg, Iowa, seven people were killed, and the mayor says they are mourning but also relieved that an early warning helped to save others.
That's really key to the loss of life that we had, because without that, we would have had a tremendous amount of injuries and loss of life.
This is AP Radio News. NASA is crowing today over a pinpoint landing of a probe on the surface of Mars.
It's like trying to hit a hole-in-one, but you tee off in Washington, and you hit the ball 10,000 miles, and you score a hole-in-one in Sydney, Australia. That's one part in 10 million. Four-inch hole. That's not a bad shot. So, Charles, not a bad shot.
You have to remember that hole is moving.
The Phoenix landed on Mars after a 10-month, 422-mile journey. Less than a week after his brain cancer diagnosis, Senator Ted Kennedy is competing in a sailing race today. A spokeswoman says Kennedy's wife and other family members are joining him on his sloop Maya for the sail from Nantucket to Cape Cod. A Long Island art gallery owner was led away in handcuffs over the weekend after she refused to stop serving drinks at an opening bash for a celebrity photo exhibit. Startled guests looked on as Ruth Kalb was arrested on a charge of selling alcohol without a liquor license. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by GM Corporate, the Buick Pontiac GMC Memorial Day Sale. We've placed specially marked cars and trucks on our lot. Look for green tags for deals on most 08. Hurry into your Buick Pontiac GMC dealer. Take delivery by June 2nd.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers?
We carry workman's compensation on all our employees.
Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound?
Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value.
Does the moving company support organizations that support your values?
Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots.
So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics. Brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party, this program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. Talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
The Democratic voters in America have made their choice, and so have I.
A party power player finally weighs in.
There's one man who knows in his heart that it is time to create one America, not two.
John Edwards makes his choice.
And that man is Barack Obama.
But is it enough to slow down the Hillary Express?
I am more determined than ever to carry on this campaign.
Listen, learn, activate your passion on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman,
truth in broadcasting.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Well, Hillary Clinton last night had her moment with Mr. O'Reilly. Earlier in the day, she was introduced to a steelworkers group by a fellow who said that what we really need in president is somebody who has,
I truly believe that that's going to take an individual that has testicular fortitude. You know, that's exactly right.
That's exactly
right. That's what we got to have.
That's what we got to have, testicular fortitude. Is this guy nuts? Carrie Lucas is with us. She is the Vice President for Policy and Economics at the Independent Women's Forum, the website IWF.org. Carrie, no shrinking violet and a good conservative. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Do you think we need testicular fortitude in a president?
Boy, I don't know what new weird thing could happen in this primary season. It has just been off the wall. And I think that, you know, so much of this conversation about gender and race and what it is that we need in this country, I think a lot of this just needs to go by the wayside and start just focusing on people as individuals and the policy they support instead of all this nonsense.
Carrie, you're sounding like a liberal.
Oh, come on. No, that means you're sounding like a conservative.
I think that we can agree that statement is pretty ridiculous. But here's you know, where it gets interesting. And you know, the thing that you wanted to come on and talk about was this op-ed piece in the Financial Times by Lucy Kellaway on work. And she suggested, and she was quoting the spring issue of the London Business School's Journal, which said basically if women ran the world versus men, it wouldn't make much difference. In fact, 91% of women don't particularly like pink. And she went on to say, if you talk to a man and a woman doing identical jobs, the woman is likely to talk about luck and coincidence. The man will congratulate himself on his skill. That's one of the few distinctions, is how people perceive their fortune, their good fortune or bad fortune, as the case may be. But she says, does this mean a world run by women would be nicer? On the contrary, everyone would be endlessly having to shore up each other's flagging confidence and say, no, your bum does not look that big. Now, this is a woman writing this column. Your assertion is that we don't necessarily need to do as the Scandinavian countries have done and try to achieve gender parity in governance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that this whole idea that women are better suited for running the world, or that they would be able to stop wars and all this somehow do a better job than men are at running the world, is really, you know, it strikes me as fairly sexist to assume that women are so different in all ways that we are going to be able to fix the problems of the world. I'm a firm believer that there are differences in genders, and we do have some different perspectives and different priorities, and that it is helpful to have all different opinions. But when it comes to facing the problems that we face as a country, this isn't really a matter of gender. One sex isn't better suited to solve the problem.
Don't you think, though, that the fact that well over 90% of the people in prison are men speaks to something about testosterone?
Well, sure. You know, I do think that there's certainly, it's funny though, because I feel like so often when we talk about gender differences, we're all very comfortable in talking about times when men are worse and things like men are more violent. You get universal agreement. Everybody knows that men have more issues with violence and commit more crimes than women. But you can never say anything that women are worse at. I feel like it becomes politically incorrect the second you say that there may be something that men are better suited for. It becomes awkward even if you start talking about matters of physical strength or some of the issues in being.
Well, I think there's a consensus there. But for example, you say that we shouldn't strive for gender equality. You know, Ben Franklin, when he introduced the 37 Iroquois observers to the Constitutional Convention in 1787, made the observation. He said, it would be an extraordinary thing. I'm paraphrasing, but I think I'm pretty close from memory. He said it would be an extraordinary thing if five nations of ignorant savages have been able to forge a bond that has existed in peace for over 1,000 years, and 13 colonies of educated Englishmen can't do the same. What he forgot to point out was that in five of the six Iroquois nations, at that time, men did not have the right to vote. They held office. They held high political office, but they could not make decisions. They had to go back to their local communities, and the women were the only ones who had the right to vote in five out of the six Iroquois nations. I believe it's still that way. If you look at the Nordic countries, I find this particularly fascinating. And you know, perhaps because my father's, you know, side is from Norway, I've spent a lot of time in Scandinavia, but the Norwegians were the horrors of Europe. I mean, you look at all the castles built in the UK and along the western coast of Europe from 1500 years ago up until maybe 300 years ago, and most of them were to defend against invasions from the Vikings. They robbed, raped, pillaged. They were just, it was a god awful thing. And now 41% of the legislators in the Scandinavian countries are women, and the leaders for peace in the world are the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, but I don't think we should take this too far. I think that a lot of these countries and these examples there's a lot else going on. You know, I do think that
we could flip it around. In the Arab states, you have only 9.6% women involved in legislation, and they seem to have some problems with violence there.
Sure. Well, absolutely. And I do think that when you look at there are places in the world where women are not allowed any political participation, and you can tell that there's a lot of huge human rights violations, particularly against women. So I'm all for women need to be involved, and we need to be active players in the political process. But I don't think it should surprise us. I absolutely believe that women need to be involved and have every opportunity to participate, but we shouldn't expect, particularly in the American system, that we're going to come out with exactly that there's ever going to be a point where women are going to, there's going to be a larger number of female representatives than males. And one of the reasons is because, you know, our the current process of getting elected is horrible. Very few people would want to go through it.
It's that kind of competitive blood sport stuff that men seem to do quite well at. So if we were, first of all, do you think it might be desirable for us to say that one of our goals as a society is to, even if we're not going to mandate it, but as the Scandinavian countries, many of the Scandinavian countries have done, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, if instead of mandating it, and Iceland, if we were instead to say, you know, we're just simply going to set as a goal a higher level of female participation in our federal and state legislative bodies. And first of all, if you think that that might be a good thing, how do we do that? How do we systemically take on this the system that you've rightly characterized as being one that really is male blood sport combat?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I think that we need to be careful that I don't think women do participate. We vote in larger numbers than men. Women have tremendous political power. The fact that women aren't as many of us in Congress and/or in state legislatures, that's a different thing. And I'm sure you, as a good liberal, would not think that every woman out there is going to, if I ran for office, I'm not going to be representing you, even though I'm or the women that believe what you believe, I'm not doing anything for them. And there's a lot of men out there who are doing what liberal women want. I think that gender loyalty, it's not that all women share the same views, therefore the only way for us to advance our agenda is to get more women in office. So it seems that's a little bit antiquated for me. I do think we absolutely
But there's still that issue of testosterone and more than 90% of violent crimes done by men, and most war atrocities committed by men, and for that matter, most wars initiated by men. It doesn't. I mean, Maggie Thatcher may be the exception, you know, with the Falklands, but by and large, I think that it would not be inappropriate to say that we can lay at the feet of testosterone anyway, most of the violence, most of the death, the violent death in the history of the world.
I don't know what direction. If you have put a bunch of women in charge, that's not going to take away the fundamental problems we face and the struggles between nations. You think about what we're going on with right now in the war on terror. This is a fundamental difference of belief systems. I mean, are women, and when we talk about we need to make peace if there's somebody who thinks that you shouldn't exist or that
you're
right.
But women suicide bombers are very rare. Women mullahs are unknown.
Okay, sure, but do you think, I mean, if we had, let's just say we elected an all-female Congress and Hillary Clinton's president, I mean, does that mean that Iran is suddenly going to say, okay, we're no longer going to consider the United States an enemy?
No, I don't think so, but I think it might be that it might mean that we would be less likely to consider violence as the first course of action rather than the last.
That may make us a whole lot weaker. You know, I think that we need to saying that we, if somebody goes in there and says...
I think what Reagan showed us in his confrontation with the Soviets is that talking works better than blowing people up.
But remember, he had a big threat. He was always said that, you know, we need to be ready to take action. Of course, nobody wants to go to war, but you can't totally shy away from that option of violence.
It's a fascinating topic to contemplate. Carrie Lucas, VP for the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org. Carrie, thanks for dropping by.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Tom.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right-wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-VOLT.
580-8658 or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Not sure if you've noticed it, but on pretty much every block in this city, there's at least one home for sale. And I've also read on CNN's financial page that mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been in quite some time. Well, putting those things together, it would lead you to believe now is the time to buy. Whether you're looking to get into your first home or to invest in real estate properties, 76 Mortgage is a great place to turn to. They're a locally owned, small-town mortgage company with more than a decade of experience in the mortgage business, and they're dedicated to service. They're going to find you the best rates out there and give you the kind of service you won't find at any big bank. So call them today, 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626, and be number 0907413. Or look for them on the web at 76mortgage.com. Or check them out at our website, 1480kphx.com. Look for their banner ad there. Don't put it off any longer. Call 76 Mortgage today.
Getting a small electronic device repaired can cost you a bundle. Before you spend a dime to have that BlackBerry or PDA or GPS device repaired, stop by Sun Cellular Wireless Repair. They repair LG, Samsung, Motorola, Kyocera, Trio, Nokia, Pocket PC, and just about any brand of GPS device you have. At Sun Cellular, they know the importance of preserving your data, even though you may think it's long gone. Don't lose your pictures and your downloaded music. Why buy a new one when in most cases you can get it fixed for a fraction of the cost? Trust your cellular repairs to the pros at Sun Cellular, right in the heart of the valley at 2813 East McDowell Road. Drop in or call 602-267-7800. That's Sun Cellular, 602-267-7800.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
She's a real type A, and she's overinsured. Her favorite castaway is Thurston Howell III. She doesn't like big government, so it's no surprise I can be her lover long as I downsize. My conservative girlfriend got a tiny little heart full of passion. My conservative girlfriend, every Friday we go liberal bashing. She got the Supreme Court, tattooed on her bum,
tattooed on her bum,
beside an autograph port,
autograph port,
dripped with Donald rum,
itself.
And from the day I checked her out from front to back, I knew her private sector could take off the slack. My conservative girl.
Oh, Louise, you're finding some very strange bumpers. Welcome back. By the way, I should mention, Carrie Lucas, our last guest, wrote a piece over at townhall.com about this topic, and I failed to mention it in my discussion with her. And you can find that. It's called Don't Use Women to Justify Bad Economic Policy, and it's over at townhall.com. Last night, this is all apropos of, to some extent, I think, there are larger issues here. There are national issues. There are international issues. If we wanted to use an international news hook, the Prime Minister of Spain just appointed as his defense minister, is the equivalent of Secretary of Defense for the country of Spain, a woman who is currently 7 months pregnant. And we're seeing increasingly in European countries large numbers of women involving themselves in politics, participating in politics, speaking out in politics, and it seems to have a salubrious effect, a positive effect. To bring that back to the more current, last night Hillary Clinton, I would say, in many ways, handed Bill O'Reilly his head. And here we go.
You know, your husband and I make a lot of money. Did you know that?
I've heard that.
Yeah, we make a lot of money. And you, if you're president, are going to take more of my money and your husband's money away.
Now, see, not to pick on Hillary Clinton, because she really did take this. She does good at this kind of, you know, close-in knife fighting of debating, the kind of stuff that I do on this program, frankly. But there were a couple of things. Number one, obviously, Bill O'Reilly bragging. And he says, you want to take more of my money? Well, here's the thing. We have a nine-point-something trillion-dollar debt that works out to about $30,000 per person, including, like, newborn babies in the United States. So, Bill, when you have been part of the country that has spent and used that money, it's your debt. Which means that all your money ain't your money if we all agree that we're all going to pay taxes to cover these things, which we all agree to by every day that we stay in this country and say, no, I'm out of here. And the fact of the matter is that the argument for progressive taxation needs to be made, and it needs to be made very clearly. What the cons say is, well, you know, it's my money and I get to keep it. Sorry, it's not. First of all, you're using the commons. The example that I use is you walk into a 7-Eleven and you pick up a candy bar. At that point, that candy bar is still the property of the 7-Eleven, and the dollar in your pocket is still your property, right? But what if you tear it open and take a bite out of it? Who now owns that candy bar? And who now owns the dollar in your pocket? Even though you haven't walked up to the cash register. I guarantee you, if you were to walk out of that store without visiting the cash register, that our society and the police would say, sorry, that dollar in your pocket is not your money. It's the 7-Eleven's money. The candy bar is yours. You've used it. So then why progressive taxation? Why is it that somebody like Bill O'Reilly, who's making 5, 10, 15 million bucks a year, whatever he's making, why is it that he should pay a higher percentage of tax than somebody who makes $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year? And the answer is very simple. And Teddy Roosevelt, by the way, was the guy who laid this out, that people of great wealth acquire and maintain their wealth through a disproportionate use of the services of government. It's very straightforward. If, for example, a business person is, well, in the case of O'Reilly, he's got all these people who work on his show. He's probably got a staff of 20 or 30 people on his show. So you could argue that he's a business. If a business person is making, say, $1 million a year, they're making that money because there's a bunch of people who are working for them who are all, say, making $50,000 a piece, but each one of those people is generating wealth equal to $100,000 a piece, and O'Reilly's skimming some of that off the top because he's the guy out front or he's the one who's running the business. So the only way that people in America can successfully become wealthy is by taking some off the top from somebody else's labor, and that somebody else's labor had to be educated in the public workforce, has to get to work through the public transportation system, even using the public highways, is breathing fresh public air, is drinking, you know, clean public water. So the wealthy person's use of the commons is massively greater. Than the average person's use of the commons, because that's how they acquire their wealth. And once they seek to keep that wealth, to maintain that wealth, they're using the court system, they're using the banking system, they're using all the rules of the game. And by the way, they're typically paying a much lower tax right now with capital gains and dividends tax. And so their use of the commons is arguably even greater than that. I mean, I think we should roll back not only the Bush tax cuts, but we should roll back the Reagan and the Kennedy tax cuts and go back to what we have under the Eisenhower administration when we had a very, very strong middle class in the United States. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do.
Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50-Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50-Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
The Red Wings.
Score!
The Penguins.
Score!
It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 3, Wednesday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Henrik Zetterberg.
Sidney Crosby and the young Penguins have a bright future.
What is the future now?
The Red Wings have been here before.
Can they bring the cup back to Hockey Town?
Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific.
The cup changes everything.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Honoring the nation's war dead, I'm Rita Foley.
Freeze it! Sweet as poof!
The president laid a wreath this morning at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery.
Today we gather to honor those who gave everything to preserve our way of life.
The president said U.S. military service members represent the last best hope for mankind. There's more bad weather in the forecast for parts of the Midwest after yesterday's storms killed at least 8 people. Witnesses say part of Parkersburg, Iowa, have been reduced to rubble. Ted Kennedy feels well enough after his brain cancer diagnosis to compete in the second day of a sailboat race between Nantucket and Cape Cod. An elderly American tourist in Rome was drugged, robbed, then hit by a train as he was walking along the railroad tracks in a daze. A security camera captured the robbery. A suspect is in the custody of Italian police. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
1130 The Restaurant in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, offers the finest in contemporary dining pleasure and has just what you need to satisfy any appetite. From steak and ribs to seafood and delightful salads. Five-star dining at prices you can live with. 1130 The Restaurant, open for lunch, dinner, and special engagements. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with daily drink specials. Parking is free with validation every day at 1130 The Restaurant.
Sundays at 2 p.m.,
The Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back with a new two-hour format, which means more time for your opinions to be heard. Voice of Arizona.com is the only show where the discussion never ends, because it continues online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tell your friends that the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back on Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller.
What he's doing to try to get his dear friends, Saudi Arabia, to pump more oil. Bush didn't really answer directly. Would you like to hear the actual fun facts? Global oil supplies are tight in part because OPEC nations, including Saudi Arabia,
oh my God,
are refusing to open their spigots.
Yeah.
That's weird. You think the next time he has his tongue in one of the Saudi Arabian friends of his ear, he could mention, he could say, he could pull it out for a... Hey, could you turn the spigot on?
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I've always been crazy. It's kept me from going insane. Nobody knows if it's something to bless or to blame. Till now, I ain't found a rhyme or a reason to change.
My new mantra. Fair and slightly unbalanced here, the Tom Hartman radio program, 34 minutes past the hour. As John Gray of Cincinnati, Ohio, wrote in his iconic piece, A Day in the Life of Joe, Middle Class Republican, Joe gets up at 6 in the morning to prepare his morning coffee, fills his pot full of clean drinking water because some liberal fought for minimum water quality standards. He takes his daily medication with his first swallow of coffee. His medications are safe because some liberal fought to ensure their safety, that they're safe and work as advertised. All but $10 of his medications are paid for by his employer's health plan because some liberal union workers fought their employers for paid medical insurance. And now Joe gets it, too. He prepares his morning breakfast, bacon and eggs today. His bacon is safe because some liberal fought for laws to regulate the meatpacking industry. Takes his morning shower, reaches for his shampoo. The bottle is properly labeled with every ingredient, the amount of its contents, because some liberal fought for him to have the right to know what he's putting on his body and how much of it is contained. He dresses, walks outside, and takes a deep breath. The air he breathes is clean because some tree-hugging liberal fought for laws to stop industries from polluting our air. He walks to the subway station for his government-subsidized ride to work. Saves him considerable money in parking and transportation fees. You see, some liberal fought for affordable public transportation, which gives everybody an opportunity to be a contributor in society. Joe begins his workday. He has a good job with excellent pay, medical benefits, retirement, paid holidays, and vacation, because some liberal union members fought and died for these working standards. If Joe's hurt on the job or becomes unemployed, he'll get workers' compensation or an unemployment check because some liberal didn't think he should lose his home just because of a temporary misfortune. Noon. Joe needs to go to the bank to deposit some money and pay some bills. His deposit is federally insured by the FSLIC because some liberal wanted to protect Joe's money from unscrupulous bankers who ruined the banking system before the Republican Great Depression. He has to pay his Fannie Mae underwritten mortgage and his below-market federal student loan because some stupid liberal decided that Joe and the government would be better off if he was educated and earned more money over his lifetime. What a novel idea. Joe is home from work. He plans to visit his father this evening at the family farm out in the country. Gets in his car for his drive to Dad's. His car is among the safest in the world because some liberal fought for car safety standards. He arrives at his boyhood home. He's the third generation to live in the house, financed by the Farmers Home Administration, because bankers didn't want to make rural loans. The house didn't even have electricity until some big government liberal stuck his nose in where it didn't belong and demanded rural electrification. Those rural Republicans will still be sitting in the dark otherwise and wouldn't have telephones. He's happy to see his dad, who's now retired. His dad lives on Social Security and his union pension because some liberal made sure he could take care of himself so Joe wouldn't have to. After his visit with Dad, he gets back in his car for his ride home, turns on the talk radio show. The host keeps saying, liberals are bad and conservatives are good. He doesn't tell Joe that his beloved Republicans have fought against every single protection and benefit Joe enjoys throughout his day. Joe listens for a while and says, yep, we don't need those big government liberals ruining our lives. After all, I'm a self-made man who believes everyone should take care of themselves just like I have. Yeah. Thanks to John Gray for that.
A little later on in the day, we'll share with you a day in the life of the true conservative. Just let me wrap up this, Hillary and Bill last night, and then we'll pick up your phone calls here. This, just to continue, Bill O'Reilly starts out going, I'm a rich guy. He's saying that he's a rich guy, and her husband's a rich guy, and she wants to take some of their money.
Away. Okay. Now I'm paying 33% Fed tax now. You're going to raise it to what?
I'm going up to what we had in the 1990s.
39 and a half, all right.
36, 39.
All right, so I'm getting a 6.5% bump. And
well,
so is Bill Clinton.
It's only for the people making more than $250,000.
No, that's me. Talking to them.
I know.
Okay.
And
so, all right.
I am very happy
so
that you're going to pay more so that we can cut middle-class taxes on people who get
I'm
up every day
guy.
And do hard work that keep our country
but
going.
But before I vote for you, I want to know exactly how much you're going to take out of my wallet, all right?
I'm going to take
so you
as much
you got six
as you were paying in the 90s. And as I recall, you did pretty well in the 90s.
Bingo. So I on balance number one, I debated all day long, am I going to watch Fox? That was the biggest challenge for me, frankly, because I just have this thing about I just don't do that. But I thought Hillary comported herself very well. I don't think she should have been on the show, but I thought she comported herself very well. Jerry in Burbank, California, listening on K-Talk in Los Angeles. Hey Jerry, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I want to comment on Kerry Lucas's remarks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kerry Lucas is afraid of the implications of reality. I mean, you brought up the point of the Norwegians having 40% of their legislature female.
Right.
And that because women are present there in such a large number, they are able to change policy. They have steered the country towards peace.
Yes. Well, that was my point. I mean,
Kerry says that women can participate, but what she doesn't want to have happen is for women to take over power from men. That's what she's afraid of, because men might get mad.
Well, I'm not sure it's because men might get mad.
Listen, I'm a woman. I know how this thing works.
Okay.
I mean, men's inherent violence has terrorized women for centuries.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
and you get so you're afraid of men's anger. Anything men don't want to have happen. Some women are so terrorized of men that they put it out of their minds.
So you think that what Kerry was exhibiting was a variation on Stockholm syndrome, essentially?
Oh, sure.
Or battered wife syndrome. Interesting. Jerry, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. Charles in L.A., also listening on K-Talk. Hey, Charles.
Yeah, I wanted to get into the politics, but since this moment your last caller said, I think people should boycott that Grand Theft Auto where it shows the guy just blowing off a women's head for nothing.
Yeah, speaking of violence in our society.
We need to speak out against that. There's a lot of violence that these major corporations promote in the video games and in the music, and as a society, we need to speak out against that.
Do you know who first developed those kinds of video games? It was the U.S. military as a training tool for soldiers to teach them how to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's the same. Now, Barack Obama, here you got a man, a good husband and wife. He was first candidate to come out in favor of the equal pay for women.
Right, and which he has been trashed for by the right.
Exactly, and I think he's an honest man. And you contrast that with Hillary, who said she was going to blow up Iran. Obliterate Iran, and then yesterday she told another one of her fables, saying that this factory where Indiana lost a lot of jobs, the factory was so a Chinese company bought the factory and moved it to China.
Yeah.
He said he blamed it on George Bush, but it turned out it was Bill Clinton that gave the okay on that.
Yeah, I know, and somehow she conveniently overlooked that. And this is one of the things, this is one of the problems with Hillary's candidacy, thank you, Charles, is that so many of the policies that were initiated by Reagan were followed through on by Clinton. And, the balanced budget, although the fact of the matter is he lost both the House and the Senate to the Republicans during his presidency. And the Republicans like to take credit for that stuff. You got Newt Gingrich going out there saying, hey, yeah, me balanced the budget. Well, actually, spending originates in the House of Representatives. Well, you could say the president proposes a budget, and Clinton proposed balanced budgets. And I think, actually, the one really pro-Clinton thing that you can say, and really say it correctly, is that he pushed through an increase in income taxes to get a balanced budget successfully without a single Republican vote, with all these Republicans on the floor of the House saying this is going to bring about the next Great Depression, this is going to be a disaster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And instead it brought about prosperity. It actually was a positive thing, as we've seen in the past when taxes have gone up. Gail in Half Moon Bay, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Gail.
Hi, Tom. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm calling to also respond to Kerry Lucas, because what that did was raise for me a current model in the world in Bangladesh. I mean, Muhammad Yunus just received the Nobel Prize because he started the whole microlending phenomenon.
Right, with
phenomenon.
The Grameen Bank, or Grameen Bank, or however it's pronounced, yeah.
Oh, wow, I can't hear you very well.
I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, my point was, he first started lending small amounts of money to men, and then he discovered they were spending it on themselves and not really changing society very much, and began to lend small amounts of money to women, and these very poor women started spending it on their communities and building community. And, I mean, so many people have now been lifted out of abject poverty in Bangladesh.
No, it's been tremendously successful, and in fact, it's a model that's being created all around the world. Gail, spot on. Yeah, spot on and well said. Thank you. Nick in New Jersey, we've just got a minute before the break here. Nick, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'll try to be quick. Going back to the Hillary O'Reilly interview, it's significant because there was that one special moment that you played part of where you had two very rich people in the upper, what, half a percent?
No, the upper one hundredth of 1%.
I'm throwing that out there, but yeah. Frankly and openly talking money. It's like, well, you know, the subcontext was, well, you know, I'm there too. And she says, yeah, I'm there too. What are we going to do? You're trying to take that from me.
And then Dennis Miller comes on and says the same thing.
The whole thing, it's such a moral issue. You could take, why doesn't one politician or wealthy person go on there and say, hey, yeah, I'm in that bracket. Shoot, tax me for the good of all. 60, 70, 80%. Guess what? I'll still do pretty darn good.
That's right. And that's what Warren Buffett says. But I think the larger issue, Nick, is not even tax me to help others out. It's not like, you know, essentially the Marxist line. It's rather, as Teddy Roosevelt pointed out, those people of great wealth are disproportionately using the commons of this country and therefore should appropriately, proportionally pay for it. And that's why we have, that's one of the main reasons we have progressive taxation.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Hey, this is Jeff Ferris, and I have an update regarding the anti-war rally scheduled to take place this Tuesday, May 27th. Due to poor ticket sales and the fear of protesters outnumbering McCain donors, the Bush-McCain fundraiser at the Convention Center on May 27th has been moved to a private venue in Mesa. Yep, we chased Bush and McCain out of downtown. So the End the War Coalition's rally and march are still on and will take place in downtown Phoenix this Tuesday, May 27th. Join us in declaring downtown a Bush-McCain free zone. Rally starts at 4 p.m. at 2nd Avenue. Avenue and Washington, and the March to the Convention Center will follow. Parking downtown is available in nearby garages and on the street. If you want to protest Bush's appearance in Mesa earlier that day, simply arrive by 2 p.m. at 1st Avenue and Dobson Road. That's on Dobson, just south of Main Street, parking adjacent to 1st Avenue. For more information on the actions in downtown Phoenix or Mesa, call 480-894-2024 or visit www.azpeace.org.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history, when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Papa hit him, mama kissed him, made him go to catechism. With his sisters in their black and white. And all the time the city street, we're teaching him
and welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program, supported in part by you, our listeners, supporting our local radio stations and our sponsors. Yeah, it really is important. And the Teamsters, Teamsters for Change. Speaking from behind the good old stainless steel working class microphone here, it's time for change in Washington. You can find out more at Teamster.org. Talked about Joe Republican a moment ago. Let's how about the true Joe Conservative? What if the world really was the way the talk show hosts on the Reich suggest it should be? Well, this is I don't know who wrote this one. This is somebody else. But this is floating around. Joe Conservative wakes up in the morning, goes to the bathroom. This is a play on the Joe Republican, right? Goes to the bathroom. He flushes his toilet and brushes his teeth, mindful that each flush and brush costs him 43 cents to his privatized water provider. His wacky liberal neighbor keeps badgering the company to disclose how clean and safe the water is, but no one ever finds out. Just to be safe, Joe Conservative boils his drinking water. He steps outside and coughs. The pollution is especially bad today, but the smokiest cars are the cheapest ones, so everyone buys them. Joe Conservative checks to make sure he has enough toll money for the three different private roads he has to cross to get to work. No public transportation, so traffic is backed up and his 10-mile commute takes an hour. On the way, he drops his 12-year-old daughter off at the clothing factory where she works. Paying for kids to go to private school until they're 18 is a luxury, and Joe really needs the extra income. Times are tough and there's no social safety net. Gets to work 5 minutes late and misses the call for Christian prayer, and so he's immediately docked by his employer. He's not feeling well today, but he has no health insurance since neither his employer nor the government provide it, and paying for it himself is just too expensive since he has a precondition. He just hopes for the best. His workday is 12 hours long because there's no regulation over working hours, and he'll lose his job if he complains or tries to unionize.
Today's an especially bad day. His manager demands that he work until midnight, a 16-hour day. He does it knowing that he'll lose his job if he doesn't do it or if he complains. Finally, after midnight, he goes to pick up his daughter and go home. His daughter shows him the deep cut she got on the industrial sewing machine today. He's outraged and asks why she doesn't have metal mesh gloves or other protection. She says the company won't provide it, and she'll have to pay for it out of her own pocket. He looks at the wound and decides he'll have to use an over-the-counter disinfectant and bandages until it heals. She'll have a scar, but getting stitches at the emergency room is expensive. His daughter also complains that the manager made suggestive overtures toward her. Joe counsels her to be a good girl and not rock the boat, or she'll get fired and they'll be out of the income. His daughter says she can't wait until she's 18 so she can vote for change or go to the Iraq War. They get home, and there's a message from his elderly father who can't afford to pay his medical or heating bills. Joe can hear him coughing and shivering. He turns on the radio, and the top story is a proposal in Congress to raise the voting age to 25. A rare liberal opinionator states that it's an attempt to keep power out of the hands of working-class Americans. Conservative host immediately quashes him, calling him a utopian idealist and agreeing that people really aren't mature enough to make good choices until they're at least 25. Joe chuckles at the wine-swilling, cheese-eating liberal egghead and thinks, thank God I live in America where I have freedom. Yeah. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Barbara in Cave Creek, Arizona. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to tell you, we all better get used to watching Fox because the convention is going to be covered by Fox. And Hillary, of course, is on Fox because of her relationship with Murdoch. Geraldine Ferraro is a correspondent for Fox. So, I mean, this is, you know...
Yeah. You know, this is, in fact, one of our, I don't know if she wants me to mention her name, so I won't, but one of our station owners and I were talking about this a couple days ago, and she pointed out Fox is going to be providing the pool feed for the DNC, for the Democratic National Convention.
Right.
And, you know, on the surface, you'd think, gee, that's no big deal. They're just the ones that are pumping the video out. But the Fox board operator, video board operator, is the guy who's sitting there with a panel of 10 or 20 cameras, all the, you know, monitors all the cameras around the room that are showing. And he's the one who gets to decide when to go to the shot of the guy on stage versus when to go to the shot of the guy picking his nose versus when to go to the, you know, whatever. And it's just, you know, it's a bizarre situation. Apparently the DNC did not have the option of making this choice. Is that... Sean, that's the understanding that this was not. Sean talked with some folks at the DNC, and this was not their choice. I guess, you know, luck of the draw, or however it works. But man, what a disaster!
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening. It's an abomination. I can't believe. Is it going to be run on C-SPAN? Because everybody, if it is, we just need to watch C-SPAN.
Well, C-SPAN may have to take the feed from Fox, though.
Oh my God!
I mean, that's how. I don't know, but that's, you know, that could be how bad it is. I mean, it's just incredible. And somebody at Fox is going to say, okay, find somebody in the crowd who's nodding out, you know, as that person's giving the speech, or find somebody who's laughing inappropriately, or find the weirdest looking people you can. Oh, look at there, you know, and that's what they'll do. So.
Well, we better bring our own video cameras in. I mean, we're going to have to. I film the whole convention so we can really see, you know, what are they going to do, cut off Obama in the middle of his speech?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. We're going to have to provide our own feed. Barbara, thanks for raising the issue. It's an important one. Nancy in Everett, Washington. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Tom. I'm kind of all over the map here. Well, I've been listening to people talk, but the two callers at the beginning of the show were mentioning women from two extreme sides of the continuum. You had the women in Scandinavia. Was it Scandinavia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're about half of all power positions are held by women.
And then you've got Hillary Clinton on the other end. And I guess the thing, have you read Mother Nature, Susan Blaffer-Hardy?
No, I have not.
Quality versus quantity. She basically does a gender thing where mainly it's women are for quality and men are for quantity as far as reproduction is concerned.
Yeah, and Rhianne Eisler also has addressed those issues in many of her books, The Chalice and the Blade and others. She's brilliant on those topics.
It's been a while since I've read anything on the testosterone effects, but I seem to recall that there was a study on football players that after they won the game, that's when the levels went up and the loser's testosterone levels went down.
That's correct, and it's not just football. It's right across the board. Nancy, I'm sorry we're out of time, but it is right across the board, the testosterone levels. But that's instantaneous change. There's still the levels, even among the losers, are higher than among women. Just, you know, because of the biological differences. So, you know, do we really want the people responsible for most of the murder in the world and most of the violent crimes in the world to be running the world? Could that have something to do with it?
Tom Hartman.
Truth in broadcasting.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600. 480-314-7600 or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It is a day of paying tribute to those Americans who have fought and died in service to their country. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Bush has laid a wreath to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
Amid Arlington's rolling hills, the president stood head bowed at the Tomb of the Unknowns before addressing a crowd that included families of the fallen.
It is a solemn reminder of the cost of freedom that the number of headstones in a place such as this grows with every new Memorial Day.
He called on the nation's leaders to have the courage and character to follow the lead of America's war dead in preserving freedom, calling the U.S. military the last best hope for mankind. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And on this Memorial Day, John McCain is taking part in a special ceremony in New Mexico. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both released statements honoring those who have died in service to the country. Clinton today is also campaigning for votes in Puerto Rico, which holds its primary on June 1st. In a visit to one family's home, she pledged to work to provide the same health benefits for Puerto Ricans as those being provided to residents of the 50 states.
We've got to move toward equal treatment so that what you get in the states is what you are entitled to get here in Puerto Rico.
Barack Obama today is campaigning in New Mexico. Powerful storms made for a deadly Memorial Day weekend across the nation's midsection. At least 7 people were killed in Iowa, 1 in Minnesota. This woman survived the storm in the town of Hugo, Minnesota.
I was down at the very end of the stairs, and then a wall and water heater collapsed on top of me. And so I tore away at the sheetrock, and I climbed out of the bottom of the house. And then I told people that my boyfriend and stepdad were still trapped down there.
A good portion of the south side of the town of Parkersburg, Iowa, was reduced to rubble during a storm as well. This is AP Radio News. People in California who were forced to evacuate because of the wildfire in the Santa Cruz Mountains may be able to return home soon. The fire is now 70% contained after scorching more than 3,900 acres and claiming 3 dozen homes. A soft landing for a new NASA probe on Mars. Peter Smith is the mission's lead investigator at the University of Arizona.
It's surprisingly close to what we expected, and that's what surprises me the most.
I expected a bigger surprise.
The lander has already sent back a flood of images which show a landscape that's similar to what can be found in Earth's permafrost regions. So what was this guy thinking? A man carrying a rusted pirate-style sword through Macy's flagship store in Manhattan is now facing charges of criminal possession of a weapon. He told police he was carrying the sword because he's a member of a kickball team whose players often wear pirate-themed costumes. He maintains he was on his way to a game when he was arrested. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. Want to save some money on a clean, comfortable hotel room? Easy. Go to Motel 6. Want to book a room fast? Easy. Go to Motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
They ridicule what we think we've seen. They talk to us as though we are so gullible. We really believe that David Copperfield ate an elephant or saw the Statue of Liberty in half or whatever lame-ass stuff he does during his show. They treat us like we are so stupid to fall for what we think we saw.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Talk radio for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. Tom Hartman here with you. Dr. Ravi Batra is a professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, the internationally known New York Times best-selling author of a whole bunch of books, most recently The New Golden Age, The Coming Revolution Against Political Corruption and Economic Chaos. His previous book, Greenspan's Fraud, one of my books of the month over at BuzzFlash.com. And I consider Ravi Batra one of our national treasures, a brilliant economist, a really smart guy, as Bush would put it. RaviBatra.com is website. Dr. Batra, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot.
And thanks so much for regularly coming on the show with us and talking economics. I am just looking at, just at the top of Drudge, for example. I got a whole folder full of this stuff, but essentially it all boils down to this. Let me read you the top five headlines. Number one, Bush says economy is going to come on. Number two, gloom lifting, sense of optimism begins to ease onto Wall Street. Number three, Dow crosses $13,000 up. Number four, Chevron profits rise 9.5%. And the big headline on Drudge, jobless rate falls. So it seems like the corporate media is telling us, hey, good times are here. And at the same time, we have gold is down $150 or more or less since its peak. And the price of oil is starting to soften, it seems. Is it possible that all is going to be wonderful?
Well, they have been pumping so much money into the economy since last September. And that's how many? Almost 9 months have passed. Mm-hmm. And in these 9 months, we still have job losses. We lost, according to them, 20,000 jobs last month. But the job report that came out today is much weaker than appears on the surface. We're not only losing jobs, but we are also working fewer hours, which doesn't show up, which doesn't capture headlines. Mm-hmm. We're working less time than before. And
Are making less money.
They're making less money. Prices went up by about 4% over 1 year, and wages went up by about 2-3%. So that means in real terms, the purchasing power fell. So we are not losing too many jobs right now because we never created that money to begin with in Bush recovery.
Yeah.
So if you haven't created that many jobs and still you're losing it, it's a sign of a bad economy. But I would give it to them that we have indeed bought about 2 or 3 months with all the money that we pumped into the economy, plus the rebate checks are going out already. And so this will buy us some time, but the fundamental problem is not addressed. The fundamental problem is still there. There is too much production, not enough demand in the economy, not enough consumer demand. So if you are creating more debt, well, look at it. It is this debt that has gotten us into this situation to begin with, all that
right.
Housing debt, consumer debt, and they are creating even more debt now.
So here's, for example, the Bush administration is claiming that we just had growth in the last quarter, 0.6%, but they're assuming an inflation rate of 2.6% for the year. If the inflation rate were 3.1%, we would have a zero growth rate. If it were above that, and you just said it's 4%, we have negative growth rate.
That's right. So
we are in a recession.
Well, recessions have different technical definitions. You know, technically, maybe not according to their definition. You know, I remember Richard Nixon changing his definition of full employment just because his job losses went up those times. So when they change their definition, it makes no difference. The thing is, the economy is in a far worse situation. They're forgetting about the big jump in oil that keeps occurring every day.
Right. Now, you know, this reminds me very much of the Reagan era. I remember when Reagan was president and people would say to me, hey, you know, this is after the Reagan recession. He had a very, very deep recession early on in his presidency. And then he started spending like a drunken sailor. He borrowed and spent more money than all the presidents before him combined with every war that we fought. And he spent all that money. A lot of it went to his buddies, his cronies, for the phony Star Wars thing. A lot of it went to other pork projects, and just a lot of it just seemed to vanish, it seems. And I remember people saying to me, hey, look at the economy's getting good under Ronald Reagan. And I said, you know, you give me a $4 trillion credit card, and I'll show you what it looks like to live large. How much time have the Bushies bought by essentially doing the same thing Reagan did, driving us deeper into debt? And how much damage is it going to do to our economy?
Well, see, at least in Reagan's times, the government was borrowing money from Americans. Now we're borrowing money from China and Japan, Saudi Arabia. So now nothing is in our control, actually. And I think the Bush administration has bought about maybe 2 to 3 months with all the prime pumping, with all the money supply increase that they have done since last September and now with this rebate checks, but we shouldn't forget that the big jump in the price of oil is going to neutralize any stimulus that is coming from cutting interest rates and from the tax rebate checks. And oil price keeps going up. Remember, I think last time we talked about this oil price, and people are suggesting that it is demand and supply. Demand is rising so fast, and that's why oil is rising. And yet I made a forecast on your show last time that oil price will keep rising even though demand slows down, because it's not demand that is driving the price. It's the monopoly power of the oil industry and the speculation of the oil hedge funds that is driving up this price. And I made a forecast at that time that the economy is going to slow, but oil will keep rising, and that's happening right today. I mean, today again, the oil price is up $3 a barrel.
Wow. Yeah. So we need to teach Americans the fundamentals that economies are driven by demand, not supply, regardless of what Ronald Reagan thought. For 7,000 years, classical economics has demonstrated that. And that demand comes from working people buying things. And when those people don't have jobs and they can no longer borrow against their credit cards in their homes, you're looking at the edge, you know, it's like Wile E. Coyote running off the edge of the cliff and looking down and suddenly realizing there's nothing below him and the canyon below him.
Well, see, I like to talk in an objective way. I'm neither a conservative nor a liberal. I just look at common sense. And yep. I think most liberals today are looking at common sense. I look at common sense, and the common sense tells me that both supply and demand are important in an economy. But supply is very important in an underdeveloped economy where you don't have many factories, you don't have capital already, you don't have engines of production. So the supply has to be focused, given a focus in an underdeveloped economy. But in a developed economy like that of the United States, where the engines, the factories are already there, the engines of production are already there, supply is plentiful, but demand is not. So here the focus has to be on demand, which means the focus has to be on people's purchasing power, people's earnings. So let me explain again one more time. The main source of supply is productivity, and the main source of demand are people's wages.
Right.
Since 1980, productivity has been rising very fast, but the real wage has not been rising at all, and in fact, it has been going down. So when productivity rises fast and wages drop, that means supply will run ahead of demand. How do you maintain balance in such an economy? The other alternative is to create new debt, more borrowing, new debt by the government and debt from the side of consumer, and that's what our governments, from Reagan down till today, have been doing. They have been creating more and more new debt. Anytime there is a problem, they either increase the budget deficit or bring interest rates down so that people borrow more, or do both of them. In fact, they have been doing both now. And by now, it should not be surprising that we have a $9 trillion debt on the government side, and who knows how many trillions on the consumer side, including the housing debt and so on. So a time comes when debt cannot rise anymore because banks have already loaned out so much and people have used up their entire collateral. Like the home equities are already used up now.
Right.
So by cutting interest rates, they will not stimulate the economy because the banks have suffered huge losses already. They won't lend anymore. So
I'd like to ask you when we come back from the break about the meaning of this most recent rate cut by the Fed. And do you mind taking some calls from our listeners, sir?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay, great. We have Dr. Ravi Batra with us on the line. His website, Ravi Batra, RAVIBATRA.com, the internationally best-selling author and professor of economics at SMU. 16 minutes past the hour.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Where To GPS in every car or the fast moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that? Better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment?
That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck moving service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck moving company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for?
Get a move on!
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking.
Or Anything Goes Friday, although in the second, we'll get to that in the third hour of our program, just your calls on any topic. But right now, as we do periodically, we have Robbie Batra on. He is the professor of economics at Southern Methodist University and the author of New York Times bestselling, internationally bestselling author of a whole pile of books. His most recent, The New Golden Age, and before that, Greenspan's Fraud. And Dr. Batra, before we pick up the phone calls, just, you know, my point of privilege here. How much time, what are your thoughts on, you talk about these commodity bubbles and how the price of oil is being manipulated by a cartel. To what extent do you think that might be happening with other commodities? Food right now, I'm seeing wheat is up like 500% over a year ago. And certainly we saw recently this very, very stark rise in the price of gold. It's dropped off somewhat now. What are your thoughts on these? Is this just money moving from one, you know, out of the stock market and into gold, out of gold into oil, out of oil into wheat? Is it that kind of thing? Is this all speculation or are we looking at fundamentals here?
Well, I will give you the explanation in a minute, but let me first cite that this is all part of a cycle of inflation, which I have discussed thoroughly in this book, The New Golden Age. The cycle tells me that inflation heats up every third decade. This is the property, this is a historical cycle in the United States. Inflation heats up every third decade. The last decade of high inflation was were the 1970s. So I had made this forecast 5, 6, 7 years ago, in fact, that when this decade comes, we'll see a major jump in a variety of items that represent inflation. Now, there are four items that represent inflation. One is the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. The other is the price of food items. The third one is oil. And fourth is gold. These are the four items, and housing also, you can include that. These are the four or five items that can tell you whether or not a decade is inflationary. So I had predicted that all these items will be gaining in prices very strongly in this decade, and especially as we come to the end of the decade, then these prices will really go through the roof. And that's what's happening. So those forecasts are coming, and my forecast about all these things is that they'll keep going up till the very end of this decade, except for housing. The housing bubble cannot go on for more than 7 years, but these other bubbles can go on for the whole decade. And so now the housing bubble is bursting, which was also my forecast that from 2007 on it will start to burst. Now let's look at the economic explanation for all these rise in prices. Now, the economic explanation is, again, what I just talked about. Productivity is rising very fast, wages are not. So the result is, after debt has been created and goods have been sold, you know, remember, debt creation is very important. After debt has been created and the people have and the companies have sold their goods, what will happen? Their profits will skyrocket because the entire fruit of growing productivity will go into profits.
Right. So in other words, as workers' productivity goes up and their wages don't, that profit ends up in the pockets of the owners and the stockholders of the corporations, basically.
But the profit has to be supported by debt. See, goods have to be sold.
Right. So the consumers have to borrow money to buy the stuff.
Exactly. Buy the stuff. So profits go up, but these are debt-supported profits.
Right.
Okay. Profits go up sharply. Now, there are... Because consumer demand doesn't rise much, there are not many opportunities for business investment. Because business investment, if you expand your business investment, then you are expanding production, which has to be bought by consumers, and that's not rising much. So what happens? These profits end up in the hands of CEOs and, of course, big corporations. They don't have business opportunities anymore, so they speculate with it. They use that money to buy stocks. They use that money to buy oil or to buy commodities. They speculate a lot. So speculation goes up. But what's the cause? The cause is still the rising wage gap, rising gap between productivity and wages, which raise profits sharply. But since business opportunities are lacking, these profits go into speculation and hedge funds, et cetera. That's why all other commodities, they also are bid up.
Right. As you've pointed out so many times, increasing minimum wage and increasing unionization to increase wages would be a way to stabilize this system.
Right.
I'm curious what we have about a minute before the break, and then we'll pick up phone calls if you can stick around with us.
Okay.
I'm curious. The Fed just dropped the prime rate down another quarter point, down to 2 points. This is really just a fancy way of manufacturing more debt, right?
Definitely. We are saying, hey, consumers, come, things are very cheap for you in terms of borrowing. Come borrow some more.
Right.
I think the Fed is doing it because they know there is a lot of worry on Wall Street. Banks have lost billions of dollars, and they had to show that they are still doing something.
So this will just lead to more inflation down the road.
And that will be that. Of course, they'll worry about that next year after this.
After the elections.
after the election.
After the election. So it all comes back to that. You know, it's, as you pointed out so brilliantly in your book, Greenspan's Fraud, you know, what, you know, the role of ideology and politics and everything else and all this stuff. We're talking with Dr. Ravi Batra, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, the internationally best-selling author of a whole number of books. You can read all about it at his website, ravibatra.com, ravibatra.com. Our website, tomhartmann.com, for our live chat room, 866-303-2270, for your questions for Dr. Batra.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Darius at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And Memorial Day, I'm Tim McGuire.
Freeze it!
President Bush has placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery.
The men and women we honor here serve for liberty. They sacrificed for liberty.
Powerful storms brought large hail, heavy rain, and tornadoes to Iowa and Minnesota. 8 people were killed, 7 in Iowa, including 5 in Parkersburg, Senator Charles Grassley's hometown.
The people of Parkersburg and Butler County are resilient, but right now there's a lot of hurt, and we've got to do what we can to help people.
A 2-year-old was killed when a tornado hit Hugo, Minnesota, and hundreds of homes in both states have been damaged or destroyed. Hillary Rodham Clinton is campaigning in Puerto Rico.
When I'm president, we'll begin ending the war in Iraq.
Rival Barack Obama, who is just 49 delegates shy of the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, and Republican John McCain are campaigning today in New Mexico. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartmann. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias. And Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to tightwatt.com right now.
If you think about it, you know somewhere somebody is doing it.
Doomsday scenario, of course, is that extremists throughout the Middle East would be emboldened.
Conservative Kool-Aid drinkers are already planning a glossed-over revisionist history of the presidency of George W.
Which
Bush.
Which would eventually lead to another attack on the United States.
They'll talk about his courage, his resolve, his sacrifice.
Playing golf during a war just sends the wrong signal.
We'll never forget. Neither should you. The official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
There's a segment of the population out there that have figured out our monitoring capabilities and they're not happy about it, sir.
Well, it's too late for them to do anything about it. Take them a message, would you?
Yes, sir. What is it?
Every step you take, every rule you break, every job you take, and every dime you make, we'll be watching you.
Oh, and they are.
If you go astray, if you disobey, if you run away, we'll know right away, because we're watching you.
Very good, sir.
Most of you don't see. You belong to me. Your biochip gives us ownership. You don't have a say. We took your rights away. If you don't obey, we'll put you away. Watching you.
Oh, man, is that what we've come to? Well, maybe. 35 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. And in this hour, we have Dr. Ravi Batra with us. He is the professor of economics at Southern Methodist University and the author. If you don't own a copy of Greenspan's Fraud or The New Golden Age, which are frankly, as good as or better than my books on economics, Screwed and Unequal Protection, and We the People. If you don't own a copy of those of Ravi Batra's books, get out there today and buy them. They're absolutely brilliant. Your writing, sir, has taught me so much, and I do appreciate your being on the program with us. Short-term, long-term forecast for gold. A lot of people concerned about that, and then let's pop right onto the phone lines.
Well, gold has indeed fallen from about 900 or 950 to now about 850. It has fallen by about $100, and I think this is a buying opportunity as far as gold is concerned. What I do, I think, is the best way to buy gold would be to there are some, you know, gold companies like Barrick Gold or some. So there are a few gold companies
that are traded on the stock exchanges.
Right, and buy those companies and then immediately sell options on them so that if suppose the gold price goes down some, then you have some downward protection. if the gold price goes up and these stocks also increase in value, then your minimum profit, minimum immediate profit, is the amount by which you sold your option, call option.
Right.
This is what I have done because, you know, when prices are very high, it's very risky to get into them. But this is a way to buy them. Buy gold, buy some of these stocks, and then sell options on them.
Yeah. And so your maximum exposure is letting the options expire and
those
small losses.
Exactly. Your losses will be small, and your profit will not be small because these options sell very well for good price.
Sure. And for those people who don't have money for investment, who are just literally living day to day, which I think is the majority of Americans, my best advice has always been get out of debt and downsize your life as fast as you can. I'm guessing that you would say the same thing. And is there anything you want to add to that? And also, what do you think about the possibility of the prediction from the head of OPEC from day before yesterday that oil will be at $200 a barrel within a year?
Well, okay. About getting out of debt, my advice here is this, that I would hoard cash. I would save as much as possible and hoard cash and get out of debt only if my job is very secure.
Mm.
If the job is not so secure, then this cash could be very useful in the near future because we could have 3-4 years of very bad economic problems.
So don't pay off your mortgage right now. Instead, keep that money in the checking account.
Right. I would hold cash.
Yeah, but don't go out and buy a big screen TV.
No,
this
of course
week.
Not.
Yeah. Okay, great. Dale in Nebraska, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Tom. Great program.
Thank you.
excuse me. First off, I'm currently reading Dr. Batra's The New Golden Age. Find it very, very informative. I've got several questions. The first is, Dr. Batra, doesn't credit accelerate the rate of inflation? Number two, what is your opinion on the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act with regards to CDOs?
Mm-hmm.
And the third is, are we still waiting for a bubble in the commercial real estate? And the fourth is AMBAC, if you could talk about AMBAC.
Okay, AMBAC. Dale, thank you very much. The Glass-Steagall Act, the repealing of that was
that
really a big problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that was horrible. That is all because of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And the real estate commercial bubble, yes, it has still to burst. And what was the other question? Two other questions.
Doesn't credit actually drive inflation?
Credit should see. I talked about four or five indicators of inflation, and CPI, Consumer Price Index, is one of them. That inflation has gone up, but not so much because of all that import from China.
Right.
Now, there we could suffer in the near future if the dollar collapses, but so far it has been under control, the CPI inflation, because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that part of the inflation maybe is yet to come.
Yeah, the Chinese are starting to demand higher wages, and they're looking at being pinched, and they're talking about decoupling the yuan from the dollar, which could be a real
right.
significant inflator
all
for the
that,
United
all
States.
That inflationary effect could come up next year after the election, as you said, because we are pumping the economy so much. On the other side, commodity prices are all rising, and dollar is going to fall more. So we could have more commodity inflation in the future.
Right. Chris in Mountain View, California, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Yes, thank you, Tom and Dr. Ravi Batra. Can you explain the relationship between the Fed dropping the interest rates and consumer loans? Because I don't see a corresponding drop in consumer loans or mortgage rates as the Fed drops the interest rates.
Well, that's the problem with the Fed dropping the interest rates. The Fed does not insist, does not tell the banks, hey, if you want our money, then bring your interest rates down also. See, this is all...
Well, they don't have the power to insist that, do they?
The whole system is geared, you know, to make the money for businesses.
Right.
And credit card loans, interest rates don't come down. In fact, they have passed those new debt laws, new credit card laws, which are onerous, which are burdensome.
Right. We need to go back to the days of usury laws that say, okay, banks, credit card companies, you can be profitable, but you can be nice and boring profitable while the rest of us are protected.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Dave in Indiana. Hey, Dave, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Yeah, I was wondering, what do you think about the idea of, over, say, the next few months or a year, raising stock market margin requirements to 70 to 90% or more and raising margin interest rates to 40% or more, the same interest rates credit cards companies charge? Over time, this would stabilize the stock market and commodities markets and reduce speculation and the high amount of leveraging.
Isn't that sort of an extreme form of trying to accomplish what Glass-Steagall accomplished with oversight, but the oversight's been pulled out?
This is extreme. No, you can't raise interest rates too much. You should not. But, yeah, the margin requirements should go up. But they really are. It's not the stock speculation that's the problem nowadays. There's so much speculation in the derivatives, where there are hardly any margin requirements.
Right.
And then there's so much speculation in the commodities market where there's no there's hardly any margin requirements. Yeah, if the margin requirements, if it were up to me, I would outlaw the oil hedge funds, and then you'll see that itself will bring oil prices down sharply, and I will also break up the oil companies. Once we broke up oil companies in 1911, Standard Oil was broken up overnight. Oil prices fell.
Yeah. It's just like when AT&T got broken up, phone costs fell. I mean, it's you look at monopoly, you're looking at high prices. It's just impossible to get around. Paul in Delaware, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm reading New Golden Age as well and had some questions. You mentioned owning foreign currency such as euros. You recommend owning them in currency form, hard currency, or in an offshore account or some other way?
I would recommend buying some euro ETFs. One of them is called...
These are called ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, and these
The Euro ETF is called FXE. You can buy it and then sell call options on it to reduce your risk.
Right.
I think that's the way to do it.
Right, and you can buy gold that way, you can buy silver that way, you can buy pretty much anything with an exchange-traded fund.
Pretty much anything, but this Euro ETF, these are safer than other ETFs because here these are backed by hard cash.
Right.
They are backed by cash, actual deposit of cash in the banks.
Okay. Arilo in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We have about a minute before the break. You have a question for Dr. Ravi Batra.
Yeah, I have my retired teacher, and I have an IRA, and I had around $250,000 in that IRA, and it's lost $50,000, $60,000 within the last few months. I'm not putting any more money into the IRA, so what should I do with that?
Was it invested in the stock market?
Yeah.
It's a mutual fund IRA.
And first of all, we should put in the caveat that neither Dr. Batra nor I are certified financial counselors. We can't offer you individual advice.
We're not certified. We can only offer you common sense.
Yeah, there you go. So what to do? What to do if your IRA is dropping?
First of all, I would convert the IRA to a bank IRA because banks IRAs, I think, are protected by government agencies.
In other words, put it into CDs with your bank, that kind of thing, or into a money market fund?
First, if it's an insurance company, transfer it to a bank. And then, put it into CDs or all just...
Put it into cash instruments. In other words, get out of the stock market.
Stock market is very difficult.
Okay, 45 minutes past the hour. We're talking to Dr. Ravi Batra. We'll be back with your calls for him right after this.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX. In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman, available at bookstores everywhere.
Visit effortlessexercise.com. Are you overweight, elderly, in physical therapy, or an athlete? Then the hands-free line is designed for you. Our effortless stretching strap is the only hands-free isometric strap on the market. Sit back and relax and let the strap do the work for you. Try our non-slip socks. They're great for yoga, Pilates, and for slick floors. Wear our double-brimmed cap to keep the sun off your face and off the back of your neck while walking the dogs or hiking your favorite trail. Add our interchangeable 2- and 3-pound wrist and ankle weights to your walk for even speedier results. Visit effortlessexercise.com today. Prices start at just $12.95, but right now, all items are buy one, get one free. Order today online at www.effortlessexercise.com or call toll-free 1-877-851-0307. That's effortlessexercise.com or 877-851-0307.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support progressive talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-335-2149. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-335-2149. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-335-2149. 1-800-335-2149.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes before the hour, it's the Tom Hartman radio program, speaking from behind the good old stainless steel working class microphone. The Tom Hartman program, powered in part by Teamsters for Change. It's time for change in Washington, D.C. You can find out more at teamster.org. We're talking with Dr. Ravi Batra, the professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, internationally best-selling author. His latest books, The New Golden Age, The Coming Revolution Against Political Corruption and Economic Chaos, and his previous book, Greenspan's Fraud, the most recent, although he's been writing best-selling books for a long, long time. Sir, back to the phones. Here we go. Steve in Lake Oswego, Oregon. You're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask Dr. Batra to explain how the tremendous deficits in the war in Iraq have affected the value of the dollar.
Yeah, it's not helping, definitely, and the deficit is adding to our debt, and the more money we have to borrow from China and Japan, so it keeps more money. makes the dollar worse than before. So, but still, we should not worry about China and Japan unloading their dollars. The bigger danger is that private groups could unload their dollars in the market, and that's what they're doing. In fact, that's why the dollar is going down.
So China and Japan are not suicidal, but there may be I mean, the way that George Soros made much of his fortune was unloading Thai baht, as I recall, speculating in currencies in the Far East.
Right. So private individuals will, of course, buy and unload currencies. But governments, as far as China and Japan are concerned, they're only going to buy dollars because they want to support their economies.
Right, the economies that are buying their products.
Right.
James in Santa Monica, California, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Yes, Dr. Batra, thank you. I just read your book. And what I want to ask, as you say, we're coming out of the age of acquisitors, the age of greed, and that the new age, which will become the new golden age, is the age of warriors. And so this is my question. A lot of the people that this will rule are military and police, and I wondered, because there's so much police cruelty, racism, there's torture in the military, there's Guantanamo, there's Blackwater, Soldiers of Fortune, psychopaths. These are people who should be in prison. How can they be the new heroes, the new leaders of a new golden age? And that's my question.
So by the way, the question that you asked me is about the material, which is part of the new golden age.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
From your book, which is really, isn't that sort of a Hindu cyclical metaphor?
No. The Hindu system is connected to your status by birth.
Mm-hmm.
By birth, you are something. You know, this one is talking about your own mentality, what your occupation is. It's very different, but it looks similar. But in any case, when I talk about the new warrior age, that only means that we are going to have some discipline in our society. Right now, there is total. In the age of acquisitors, discipline totally dies, and that's where we are right now. A warrior mind likes discipline, likes physical exercise, and so on.
So in other words, it was a metaphor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we are going to see a democracy in which people with the warrior mentality, like professional athletes or even those from the army, they will be elected to legislatures and to executive branches and so on. So democracy will still remain, but we won't have so much fighting. We can hardly agree on anything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much fighting between the Republicans and Democrats. Now, these are not the heroes that I think will replace the system. Heroes are coming up, and I think Barack Obama is one of them.
Yeah.
When I wrote this book, The New Golden Age, at that time, Obama was nowhere at all, whereas I wrote in the book that somebody with great courage will come up and challenge the status quo. That will bring about a revolution.
And that's the warrior you're talking about.
It takes a lot of courage, you know.
Yeah.
Courage is the main feature of a main property of a warrior mind, courage.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage to challenge the status quo.
Yeah.
And that's what Obama is doing, and some of his supporters are doing the same.
Indeed. Len in New York City, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I guess you were saying that you should hold on to cash, but that's contrary to the logic of inflation in that the cash is going to decrease in value. And, you know, I don't know if you know who Peter Schiff is. You know, he was sort of a broker, but he's also he was an advisor to Ron Paul, who I don't support, but he was pointing out that basically it's our generating all of these dollars through debt that's creating all of the inflation worldwide, because basically we're giving everyone dollars, which they then have to convert into their own currency, because people don't want to just hold dollars. They want to use them for something. So could you comment on that?
Yeah. See, when I said hold cash, it was only for those who don't have much. And when those people who have a lot of money and of course they will see a big fall in their value if they don't invest it properly, the question was, should they get out of debt or not? For those people whose jobs are not secure and who could lose jobs in the near future and for a long time to come, they need some means of survival, and cash would be very helpful to them. But if you have investments, then I would stay away from the stock market, buy some gold, especially buy some gold coin stocks, and then buy options, sell options at the same time. So that's different. For them, the advice would be different.
So you're saying a survival strategy is to have cash, an
right.
investment strategy is to invest in the primary commodity you're recommending would be gold.
Right. I would recommend gold and also some euros. Again, the best way is to buy ETFs, safe ETFs, and sell options on them.
The exchange-traded funds in euros.
Yeah.
Dr. Ravi Batra, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Great talking with you. His website, Ravi, R-A-V-I, Batra, B-A-T-R-A.com, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University and author of The New Golden Age and Greenspan's Fraud, among others. You can find it all at his website. Coming up next, Anything Goes Friday. Stick around.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Call 866-303-2270.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on. Just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit GEICO.com.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
Pick up any paper and what do you see? More bad news about the current state of the economy, right? But downturns can have their advantages for those who are willing to seek the benefits and be creative. Some of the most well-known companies in the U.S. were started during less than ideal economic times. IBM, Walt Disney, Microsoft, and Wikipedia, to name a few. Well, 76 Mortgage wants to give you some promising news about the real estate market. One, there are a record number of homes for sale right now, which gives you, the home buyer or real estate investor, the edge to negotiate the price you want. Two, loan rates are still at historical lows, so you have a much better chance of finding the home you want, at the price you want, and at the lowest rate possible than you did a year or two ago. For your free confidential loan evaluation, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. At military and civilian cemeteries across America, the country is pausing today to honor those men and women who have died in service to their country. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Bush laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns and later praised those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
In a world where freedom is constantly under attack and in a world where our security is challenged, the joys of liberty are often purchased by the sacrifices of those who serve a cause greater than themselves.
The president today also met with NCAA coaches who are just back from a visit to America's military bases that serve as staging areas for the war in Iraq. Among them was Notre Dame's Charlie Weiss.
We got something special going on over there because there wasn't one person of the thousands and thousands of soldiers we met that had one negative thing to say, and that's almost overwhelming to think about it. Not one.
John McCain attended a Memorial Day service in New Mexico and denounced conditions such as those found at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
Your valor and devotion to duty have earned your country's abiding concern for your welfare. And when our government forgets to honor our debts to you, it is a stain upon America's honor.
Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama also issued statements today in support of America's troops and honoring the fallen. Clinton is campaigning in Puerto Rico, where she talked of the need to improve access to alternative forms of energy for that island.
Now, you can't have a strong economy because it's costing too much.
Sure.
So that's why we've got to work to help you create wind power and solar power.
Seven people were killed in Iowa, one in Minnesota in strong storms that blew through the nation's midsection over the weekend. Much of the south side of the town of Parkersburg, Iowa, was damaged in that severe weather. This is AP Radio News. It may be a while before the housing industry stages a comeback.
Sellers are facing the most brutal climate in decades as falling prices, a slumping economy, and rising foreclosures combine for the perfect economic housing storm. Construction is expected to drop to the slowest pace since the 40s. Prices expected to decline by the largest amount since the Great Depression. Hardest hit are the states where the sales boomed the most. In the Midwest, the shrinking jobs and the auto industry make homes even harder to sell. The National Association of Realtors says 46 states saw sales decline in the first 3 months of this year compared to last year. Brian Thomas, Washington.
The big winner this year at Cannes is the French film The Class. The docudrama used real students and teachers in showing the drama that unfolds over a year at a junior high school. A French skydiver has now delayed plans to freefall 130,000 feet from the stratosphere in a specially designed suit in a bid to break four records. These people say that the wind conditions were just not right over Saskatchewan. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by GM Corporate, the Chevy Memorial Day Sale. We've placed specifically marked Chevys on our lot. Just look for the green tag for deals on most 08s. Hurry into your Chevy dealer today. Take delivery by June 2nd.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Carrie at Campbellview Accounting Services. As a progressive business owner, you know that your bookkeeping is the backbone of knowing how your business is really progressing. If bookkeeping is not your strong point and hiring a full-time bookkeeper is not an option, then it's time to give me a call at 480-946-2484. For a full line of services, visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484.
What's better than a little Sex in the City? How about the food at 1130 The Restaurant in the heart of downtown? You could win a Sex in the City The Movie prize pack just in time for the big premiere May 30th for you and that special someone. Get carried away with dinner, movie passes, flowers, and more just for dropping off a business card at 1130 The Restaurant. Dozens of chances to win. Enter as often as you like. Don't forget, Sex in the City begins at 1130 The Restaurant.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
Randy Rhodes.
So now this is the second time she dipped into her personal fortune. See, this is her problem right there. You cannot dip into your personal fortune and win with a populist message. People are going to think, you're not the real thing. Can't do it, can't have it. I just can't vote for you. You know, I am one of the working class, and I am willing to spend $11 million of my own money to prove it to you.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Where smart people get their news.
And welcome back. The Tom Hartman Program here with you, broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border, and streaming all over the planet from AirAmerica.com. Jo Wilson, the wife or the husband of Valerie Plame, a former U.S. ambassador, once laid out a a sentiment that I think many of us share.
At the end of the day, it's of keen interest to me to see whether or not we can get Karl Rove frog marched out of the White House in handcuffs. And trust me, when I use that name, I measure my words.
In other words, he knew something was up. He knew something was up. And the evidence is mounting. Don Siegelman is with us. Donald Eugene Siegelman, he is the only person in the history of Alabama to be elected to serve in all four of Alabama's top statewide elected offices, Secretary of State, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Governor. And Don Siegelman, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm glad to be with you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. First of all, I want to say you're one of my political heroes. You ran a campaign in which, from looking at it from the outside, it looked to me like the election was stolen from you. You pushed back afterwards. You carried on a good fight. The Karl Rove machine came after you, and you've continued to stand up. And we have been talking about you on this show for months and months, and I am just frankly honored to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I want to say thank you both to you and your listeners, because I think many of them have taken action, have called or emailed or written to John Conyers and other
yes.
members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. And those actions by those people who listen to this show have, one, I think, had an impact on directly on my case, but more importantly, has inspired the Inspector General of the Department of Justice and Chairman Conyers to dig in and to look for the truth. And I believe, as we heard on your show just a minute ago, all roads lead to Rove.
Yep.
And when they dig up the evidence that was buried when Alberto Gonzalez and Rove left the White House, they're going to find evidence of abuse of power and misuse of the Department of Justice, using it as a political tool to win elections, subverting our democracy, and they're going to find that I believe that Karl Rove provided an umbrella of protection over those people who were operating to abuse the Department of Justice, and because it just doesn't make sense why these people would violate the law with impunity unless they knew that their bosses or someone higher up had given the green light for them to do so.
Right. They knew that their backside was covered. And when this whole who's being fired in the Justice Department among the prosecutors scandal broke, my comment was, I'm not so concerned about the guys who got fired because they wouldn't get along and go along. I'm concerned about the ones who are staying in power. And in fact, if I understand this correctly, you were being prosecuted by a woman whose husband was the campaign manager for the Republican who ran against you for governor. And in the middle of the night, in one county, because of a voting machine malfunction, after the election had apparently already been called in your favor, suddenly in the middle of the night, when there were nobody except Republicans standing around, they discovered a couple thousand more votes and said, oh, yeah, no, Don Siegelman actually lost. Do I have that right?
You have it right. They electronically shifted votes from my column to my Republicans column.
To Bob Riley's column.
I believe it was, to Bob Riley's column. And oddly enough, it didn't affect a single down-ballot race. So they took 5,000 or 6,000 votes of mine and shifted it over to Bob Riley. And when they counted everybody else's votes, the shift at the top, which logically would have made a difference at the bottom.
Sure.
Had no impact whatsoever.
So the people running for the lesser state offices, the folks who voted Democratic right down the ticket, all of a sudden at the very top of the ticket were, well, I'm going to vote for every Democrat except Don Siegelman. I'll flip that over to Riley. And only in this one area, in this one county, on this one set of machines that was discovered in the middle of the night by the Republicans.
A couple of other interesting things, Tom, since you brought this up. But the two people who either were given credit or who gave themselves credit for stealing the election or swinging the election to my Republican opponent for catching this electronic glitch, as they called it.
Yeah.
One was Karl Rove's business partner. Her name was Kitty McCullough, also known as Kelly. I can't remember what her second name was, but she had a different marriage.
But she's the one who discovered the extra votes that caused you to lose and caused Bob Riley to win.
And,
okay.
And the other person was a guy named Dan Gans, who right after that went to work for an Abramoff, Tom DeLay-related company, a group called the Alexander Strategy Group. And he claimed credit on his website that he was responsible for his because he had an expertise in electronic ballot security.
Yeah.
But Roe's fingerprints are from start to finish are on this case. You mentioned the fact that the prosecutor, the U.S. attorney who began the federal investigation and whose office prosecuted my case, was the wife of my opponent's campaign manager. But Bill Canary was also Andrew Card's assistant. He worked for the NRC, and he was the field coordinator for the Bush-Quayle campaign in 92. He was also it's been a 25-year associate with Karl Rove, and they have been partners in political activity. They ran the Bush 2 to 92 campaign. So
this is Bill Canary, the guy who ran Bob Riley's campaign, the Republican who ran against you, who only won because they found these electronic votes in the middle of the night.
Right.
And he is this old-time Republican operative, a longtime partner with George W. Bush. And his wife, Lyra Canary, was the federal prosecutor who was not fired in this thing, but instead was retained, and she was the one who prosecuted you.
Right. She was the one that we forced her recusal because of the obvious conflicts of interest. But when we requested copies of her recusal papers, the Department of Justice has failed and refused to turn those over. There's over 500 pages of documents that the Department of Justice still to this day has refused to turn over either to us or to the House Judiciary Committee.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to wonder what's in those documents if
right.
they're refusing to turn them over.
Well, and then there's the perhaps even much larger issue, and that is that Karl Rove apparently learned the lessons of Watergate. That is to say, you know, Rosemary Woods and her 18-minute gap wasn't quite enough. And so they've nuked 5 million emails now. They actually took the machines down and had the hard drives crushed.
Yeah, you know, I always say that he learned two lessons. He worked under Don Segretti, and Rove has been given credit for a lot of the dirty tricks, even going back to the, you know, 72 campaign. But I think he learned two things. That one, that you don't have to create a secret plumber's unit, you know, to investigate and to cause trouble for your opponents. If you can appoint U.S. attorneys and have the Department of Justice do it for you. And then the second thing, just like you mentioned, that he learned is that you don't leave tapes around, you destroy evidence. And that's exactly what has been done.
Right. Now, in our conversation, you have suggested that the original election that you lost to Bob Riley by a few thousand votes in the middle of the night may have been stolen. That is a part of the story that has been treated as if it was radioactive by the corporate press. It has, to the best of my knowledge, I have never heard that in any of the official corporate news reports. Have you asserted that before? Have you been saying this all along, or is this?
We have been saying it. We have been saying it since the night of the election. We won the election when the votes were counted and were declared, and then in one county, which is controlled by Republicans, after midnight, when everybody went home, when the poll workers were sent home, when the media was gone, they decided to electronically recount these votes and shifted the votes and certified the vote illegally the next day. Interestingly, Karl Rove's client stepped in, the Attorney General stepped in and said, if anybody tries to hand count these votes, we're going to put him in jail. We had initially had a green light from the local Republicans in this one area that we could come in and hand count these ballots where the electronic shift occurred.
But then the Attorney General said no. Sir, can you stick around over the break and we'll continue this conversation?
I sure will. Thank you.
Great. We're talking with Don Siegelman, the former governor of Alabama, former Secretary of State, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor as well of Alabama, about his prosecution and how this all played out and how Karl Rove may have been, in all probability, certainly involved in this. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Would you like to make more money? Do you have enough saved for retirement?
I'm Scott Elder, and this is a question I asked myself 11 years ago. I got my answer when I asked my friend Ross Jardine if he would teach me how to make money trading stocks. In the first 3 weeks, I made more money trading my puny retirement account than the account managers had made in the previous 10 years. I was so excited that I told Ross that he needed to teach others who are in the same situation. And that's what Ross has been doing now for the past 10 years.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. Let me help you by sending you my free stock investor toolkit.
Today, I'm no longer broke and I'm no longer in debt, thanks to what Ross taught me. If you're ready to get out of debt and build wealth, Ross can show you how to.
To receive Ross's free toolkit, call 800-693-2318. That's 800-693-2318. And start enjoying the peace of mind that having money and no debt can bring. Call 800-693-2318.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
First of all, Two Men and a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible.
Maybe you just need movers for large or bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget and will pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
So let us take the headache out of moving. For your free, no obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hey, this is Mike Malloy. You know, I won't recommend anything to my listeners unless I'm convinced, and in these uncertain economic times, I do believe that gold can protect your family's financial future. Gold almost quadrupled since 2001, reaching over $1,000 an ounce, yet many experts believe we are still in the early stages of gold's uptrend. Why? Well, experts say over the long run, the falling U.S. dollar, rising deficits, geopolitical concerns, and the industrialization of India and China will drive gold prices higher. That's why a call to ITM trading is an excellent idea. 1-888 own gold. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's no secret. Nations around the globe are dumping U.S. dollars. Add to that rising oil prices and economic uncertainty, and you'll see why it's an excellent idea to own gold now. So call ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They will answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call 1-888 own gold. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hey, this is Jeff Ferris, and I have an update regarding the anti-war rally scheduled to take place this Tuesday, May 27th. Due to poor ticket sales and the fear of protesters outnumbering McCain donors, the Bush-McCain fundraiser at the convention center on May 27th has been moved to a private venue in Mesa. Yep, we chased Bush and McCain out of downtown. So the End the War Coalition's rally and march are still on and will take place in downtown Phoenix this Tuesday, May 27th. Join us in declaring downtown a Bush-McCain-free zone. Rally starts at 4 p.m. at 2nd Avenue and Washington, and the march to the convention center will follow. Parking downtown is available in nearby garages and on the street. If you want to protest Bush's appearance in Mesa earlier that day, simply arrive by 2 p.m. at 1st Avenue and Dobson Road. That's on Dobson, just south of Main Street, parking adjacent to 1st Avenue. For more information on the actions in downtown Phoenix or Mesa, call 480-894-2024 or visit www.azpeace.org.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Even if your hands are shaking and your faith is broken, even as the eyes are closing, do it with a heart wide.
Past the hour,
Tom Hartman here with you. Don Siegelman, the governor, former governor of Alabama, is on the line with us. His website, by the way, Don Siegelman, is spelled S-I-E-G-E-L-M-A-N, donsiegelman.org. I just updated the link on our homepage to it, so if you go to tomhartman.com, and you can click right straight into it if you don't remember it, although it shouldn't be that hard to remember Don Siegelman, I before E, except after C or whatever. Don Siegelman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. We were talking before the break about the election being stolen in 2002.
Yes, sir.
And there's a new book out by Mark Crispin Miller, a New York college professor, called "Loser Take All." And there are two articles in there. One by Larissa Alexandrovna of Ross, who writes for Raw Story, and a professor from Auburn University, both of which point to the fact that it's a mathematical impossibility for the election not to have been stolen.
Right, and Larissa has been on the show a number of times. She's a friend, and Mark Crispin Miller is a dear old friend who actually has written a foreword to one of my books, and we've discussed that book and that case with him. So my listeners are quite familiar with that, but it certainly bears re-mentioning, absolutely.
One other point, we talked about the recount that we had requested. We wanted to hand count the votes. It was stopped by Karl Rove's client, who was then the Attorney General. But also, it should be noted that it was Karl Rove's client, then Attorney General, who began the state investigation just a few days after I did a fly around with Al Gore, being the first first governor to endorse Al Gore in his election back in '99.
So, I mean, this sounds, I mean, this just stinks to high heaven of just this huge, well, not huge, but the very clear Republican conspiracy to rig an election. Everybody, all the Republicans are always talking about election, about voter fraud. You know, holy cow, we can't have people without ID. You know, like my mother, who's pushing 80 and doesn't have a driver's license. She can't vote now with the Supreme Court decision yesterday. That's voter fraud. But actually, the real problem we have in America, in my opinion, is election fraud, and you were a victim of it. I'm wondering, the mainstream corporate media, And I suppose, hopefully we're part of that in some small way. I mean, we've got 3 million listeners. We're on some very, very large radio stations all around the country right now, people listening to you from all over the country. But when you go on MSNBC or CBS or something like that, do they simply edit that part out when you talk about it? Do they not ask you about it? Do they say don't talk about it? I mean, why was that never the part of those kinds of stories in that media?
Well, I really believe that people just don't want to believe bad things really do happen in America. You know, we want to believe that decisions to go to war are made on what's, in our best national interest. Or we want to believe that our justice system works fairly and even-handedly, and that innocent people don't get vindicted. We want to believe that our elections, as opposed to the elections in other countries, are conducted fairly and honestly. But, when we take a close look at what is going on, we find that maybe things are awry.
Yeah.
And I think that we had, Karl Rove has been up to no good for his entire, well, maybe not his entire life, but since he was a teenager, anyway.
Certainly his entire political career.
And, I think that, it is his attitude that you gain and retain power by any means necessary. And I think he has carried it to this extreme that we are beginning to see uncovered by courageous congressmen like John Conyers and Republicans like Arlen Specter, who's spoken out on this case. And Grant Woods, a former Republican Attorney General, and Jill Simpson, who's a Republican lawyer whistleblower from Alabama. This case would not have been exposed if it had not been for the heroic actions of Republicans coming forward saying, hey, something's wrong here. This is America. We can't let this go on.
Now, when you were convicted of appointing a guy to a hospital commission who'd already been there in the past, a guy who had given money to your campaign, not your campaign, but to a campaign to have a lottery to help education in your state, all of which is just normal political stuff. I mean, if this is what politicians are convicted for, there's not a politician in America who's safe. When you were convicted of this, they immediately took you to prison. They did not allow you to have a press conference. They did not allow you to post bail. Do I have that right?
Well, not only that, but now when I have been told by the 11th Circuit that I'm, quote, free on bond,
right.
I have to give 30 days notice to a different state. Like if I want to go to New Orleans to visit a journalist, I have to give 30 days written notice before they will even consider my travel request. And you talk about a chilling effect on freedom of speech. Once you're out on bond, you ought to be able, unless you're a flight risk, it seems to me, you ought to be able to speak to the media or raise money for your legal defense or petition Congress for a redress of grievances without having to go give 30 days notice to a judge to get his approval for you to speak.
This is horrific. Governor Siegelman, any chance you could stick around for just a few minutes longer?
Oh, sure, I'd be happy to.
Great. We have about a five-minute break here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll pick up the conversation. I still have a couple more questions for you. Don Siegelman, former governor of Alabama.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Stream live at 1480kphx.com.
Cleopatra's distinctive makeup was inspired by her cat, whose name was Charmaine. Higgins' fashion inspiration to me is that I have to buy several new sweaters every year because he sits on my shoulder when I'm writing and rips up the shoulders of my sweaters. Higgins has been eating Purina One for 3 years. I know to look for the teal bag when I go to the store to pick it up, but now there's something new about the Purina One package. It's been redesigned and features a healthy pet on the front. The bag is still teal-colored, and it still has the same great nutrition you'd expect from Purina One inside. You can see the high-quality ingredients they use to make Purina One right on the front of the bag. Look at the front of the new bag. You'll see Purina One has protein for strong muscles, including a strong heart, highly digestible ingredients, and antioxidant-rich nutrition for immune health. You'll be able to see the new look of Purina One on store shelves soon. And you can see the healthy difference it can make in your cat in just 30 days. Take the Purina One Challenge by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, and get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the formula that's right for your cat.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Memorial Day remembrances. I'm Tim McGuire. President Bush, in today's ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, said the nation needs to honor those who died for freedom.
The joys of liberty are often purchased by the sacrifices of those who serve a cause greater than themselves.
Seven people have been killed by tornadoes in Iowa, one in Minnesota. Iowa Governor Chet Culver says Parkersburg and its surrounding area have been hammered.
More than 400 homes that were damaged, 222 that were completely destroyed.
In Hugo, Minnesota, a twister wrecked Rachel Baldwin's home.
The first thought that ran through my mind was, there's no way that I'm going to die like this.
A two-year-old was killed by that storm. At least three gas stations in the Seattle area had to temporarily shut down yesterday. Contaminated gas causing a number of vehicles to sputter and stop. This man tells KOMO Television it's bad enough having to pay $4 a gallon.
No, that's painful enough, but then when they ruin your car, I'm not too happy puppy.
Word is water got into the gas. I'm Tim McGuire.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brush O, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
Jeff Farias.
I'm extremely encouraged hearing this kind of talk coming out of Obama, hearing him take these people on. And again, this foreign policy we've had for 8 years, not only has it been a colossal failure in terms of the kind of results we've gotten, but it's been counter to everything this country has stood for with regard to foreign policy. Since when have we been afraid to go to the table? Well, since George Bush was elected.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Don't kill this truck.
Past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program, live coast to coast on Air America Radio. And our guest, Governor Don Siegelman, the former governor of Alabama, in fact, the only person in the history of that state to have served all four top statewide elected offices, Secretary of State, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Governor, certainly knows the state, knows politics, knows what of his he speaks. His website, Don Siegelman, I-before-E-S-I-E-G-E-L-M-A-N.org. And Governor Siegelman, first of all, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be on. I'm just excited that somebody else other than me is interested in what's been going on in Alabama. And it has been so uplifting. When I was in prison in Oakdale, Louisiana, my spirits were uplifted by my friends and the letters and prayers that they sent, and it was uplifted by John Conyers and what he was doing, and my own Congressman Arturo Davis, but especially uplifted when the national media started spotlighting the injustices, beginning with Karl Rove, but also focusing on Jack Abramoff and what Abramoff was, I think, Rove's bagman, and they were bringing truckloads of casino cash into Alabama. According to the McCain report, at least one statement in there indicates that it's as much as $13 million. and Indian casino money came into Alabama to begin to defeat me in 1998, and then to defeat the lottery in 99, and then to defeat me again and help elect Roe's friend and Bill Canary's friend and client Bob Riley in 2002. It's you know, that's another story. I think one of the people who will emerge as a hero in this story of all roads leading to Roe is Henry Waxman, because he is mm-hmm. he is following the money, following Abramoff, and if you look at where that money went, a lot of it came into Alabama. Tom DeLay's money came through Alabama as well, and you know. It's his close relationship with Rove, and you know, the fact that for, you know, that they were pumping millions of dollars into Alabama to defeat me, beginning in 1998 with Ralph Reed coordinating the Christian Coalition using casino money, and it's also interesting that there's been no federal investigation of Ralph Reed's involvement, of Grover Norquist's involvement. And the fact that they were used as conduits by Rove and Abramoff for, you know, for trying to destroy me and you know, and something I will never forgive them for is denying our children a chance to go to college for free, because I think we would have won that education lottery election in 1999 had it not been for the millions of dollars that they pumped in here.
So, would it be safe to say that you're of the opinion that when they stole the election from you in the middle of the night, switching electronic votes in 2002, that one major part of their motivation was to hide their own crimes that had to do with basically money laundering and electioneering that was, if not illegal, at least inappropriate?
It's not questionably not illegal. It was definitely money laundering. It was definitely illegal. Mm-hmm. It was illegal under Alabama law. It was illegal under federal law. And, you know, and the hypocrisy of the president of the National Christian Coalition in Alabama for three elections using casino money to defeat me, who is a proponent of a lottery, for goodness sakes, for education, is in and of itself a cause for a congressional hearing to be called to investigate that. Right. And I think Henry Waxman is on the trail to something, and I want to encourage those of you who are out in California to give him a pat on the back and encourage him to stay on the trail until he finds that road that will lead to Roe.
Well, we are live right at this moment on at least a half a dozen stations in California, including Los Angeles and San Francisco, some of the major population centers. So I would encourage all of my listeners to go to callcongress.org. You'll find a complete list of 800 numbers you can use to call and ask for your member of the House of Representatives and your two senators and also Henry Waxman's office. You just dial the 800 number, and that'll get you to the switchboard and just say, hey, let me talk to Henry Waxman's office. I'd like to say something. And say, Governor, exactly what should people say to their elected representatives?
Well, one for Henry Waxman, again, with Henry Waxman and John Conyers, to say, you know, one, to say thank you, Arlen Specter to say thank you, but also to encourage them to stay in the arena and keep fighting for the truth, that we, you know, the American people, no matter how ugly the truth might be, we deserve to know what it is.
Now,
that goes for the war in Iraq, it goes for stealing elections, it goes for the abuse of the Department of Justice, and, you know, other things that get under our skin. But, you know, right now we're talking about digging up the evidence that was buried when Karl Rove and Alberto Gonzalez rushed out of the White House and the Department of Justice.
And destroyed 5 million emails on the way out. One of the questions that our chat room has just, we're a live chat room during the show, and there's just everybody saying, how can I help Don Siegelman? My perhaps too glib answer, but I suspect it's right, is go to donsiegelman.org. You, I'm assuming, have some sort of a legal defense fund there.
I have a very deficient legal defense fund, and I would certainly appreciate any contribution that anyone would be willing to make. It's been a very expensive and costly ordeal for me and my family. And, you know, we're not whining. You know, if serving 9 months in prison and spending every dollar I've got will lead to Karl Rove's, you know, the exposure of Karl Rove's involvement, it will be worth every day in prison and every penny I've spent. But yeah,
well, and it's not even the personal thing about Karl Rove. I mean, we're seeing the breach of the Constitution.
He has subverted our constitutional rights, and certainly subverted my constitutional right, my Fifth Amendment right to a fair trial. Mm-hmm. But it's not just me. We've spent a good part of this conversation talking about my case, but there are other cases around the country. This is not about me. It's about America. And what Karl Rove has done here will make Watergate look like child's play. We just simply have to. And this is, again, it's not a Democratic or Republican thing. It's just, you know, Republicans also are aware and are concerned and are fighting for the truth here.
Are there other cases that you have firsthand knowledge of, Governor Siegelman?
Well, I'm just talking about the ones that we've read about in the news. No, I don't have any new revelations, but certainly it appears that Karl Rove has had a hand in other cases. And
right.
You know, we just Congress needs to keep pursuing it. Henry Waxman needs to be encouraged. Arlen Specter needs to be encouraged. Congressman Conyers needs to be thanked, and they all need to be encouraged to stay in the arena and keep fighting for the truth.
What you're an attorney, and you understand the Constitution of the United States, and you're a governor, a former prosecutor, former state attorney general. I respect your legal opinion. If George W. Bush, on the way out of office, pardons Karl Rove for all crimes past, present, or future, whatever, you know, if world without end, amen, in much the same way that Reagan did with a number of people, that the Jerry Ford did for that matter with Richard Nixon, and the next administration, you know, Bill Clinton, basically, when he came into power, he said, we're not going to continue prosecuting the Iran-Contra stuff. We're going to look forward. I think that those were huge mistakes. And
I agree with you.
How do we get around that? How do we prevent Bush from pardoning Rove and all these other folks who are involved in these crimes, or B, if he does pardon them, what legal recourse is there, or even just intellectual recourse, just exposing their crimes, even if we can't prosecute them? What can the American people do? What can Congress do?
Well, he can't pardon himself, so that's the good news.
You think this goes all the way to Bush?
I'm talking about Bush. Yes, I mean, I think one could infer from that an attempt to obstruct justice, and I think that that would be a huge mistake on his part, politically, legally, and otherwise. There have been presidents who have been impeached after they've left office. And
does this, in your opinion, does this crime go all the way to the White House, to George W. Bush himself?
We don't know yet where it goes, and that's why I think, you know, when I said we need to encourage Congress and also members of the Senate, courageous senators like Arlen Specter, who's been speaking up on this, to, you know, dig for the truth. We're entitled to know what the truth is, regardless of how bad or ugly it might appear, or how it may make our system of justice look. You know, we need to know who is behind it, so they can be punished, so they can be held accountable, so we can make a clear and unequivocal statement that this is not going to be tolerated anymore. And that's why, coming back to what you said about President Clinton making saying that we're not going to pursue that, I think was a mistake, because it would have sent a strong message.
Governor, we're talking with Governor Don Siegelman. If you're up for it, I'd like to, if you can stick around for just another break, I'd like you to recap what's happened and your case. Are you available to do that?
I will be here when you get back.
Great. Okay. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, live coast to coast, here on Air America Radio.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is your activist update. Join us on Tuesday, the 27th of May. So we chased George Bush and John McCain right out of downtown Phoenix. But the protest is still going on, folks. The rally begins at 4 p.m. at Cesar Chavez Memorial Plaza, Washington Street and 2nd Avenue, right in front of Phoenix City Hall. The group will march from there to the Phoenix Convention Center at 2nd Street between Adams and Monroe. For those of you in the East Valley, there will be a protest event at 2 p.m. at the corner of 1st Street and Dobson in Mesa. This event is sponsored by End the War Coalition. Don't miss your chance to let George Bush and John McCain know how you feel about a third term of the Bush presidency. To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee, coffee with character.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Who am I to believe that the future we foresee lies in danger and the dangers increase? Who are we to demand that the leaders of
minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman here with you on Air America Radio, and we're talking with Don Siegelman, the former governor of Alabama, arguably, if the election hadn't been stolen from him, that's currently the governor. And Governor Siegelman One of the timelines that are out there suggests that this started in 1994 when Karl Rove was hired by the Business Council of Alabama to work with Bill Canary, whose wife initiated the prosecution against you as a federal prosecutor. But you suggested that, you know, around that time or perhaps even before, we have about six and a half minutes, I think, left in this segment. I'd like to, as much as possible, just turn it over to you. I want to point out to our listeners, Don Siegelman, IBEFORE, SIEGELMAN.org, is Don Siegelman's website. There's a link to it off our homepage, TomHartmann.com. There'll be a link to it off the homepage at AirAmerica.com. We will put as much of the audio from this interview up there as we can so that people can hear it. And in fact, the entire interview, of course, will be available in our podcast and those kind of things. But if you could just recap for us what happened and what you consider really the important points, the things you want people to be telling their friends and neighbors about. And also, I mentioned we're on the air in all these California states. We're also on the air in WDTW in Detroit, which is John Conyers' home district, this moment live. What specific action would you like people to take? And, you know, where do we go from here? It's all yours.
Tom, first of all, again, I want to thank you and the sponsors of your program for helping to air this this story, because you know when I was convicted, they didn't waste any time. When they sentenced me, they put me in shackles and handcuffs and put me in the basement of the courthouse, and then took me to a maximum security prison and put me in isolation there. And then I was went to four other states. They took me from Atlanta to New York to Michigan to Oklahoma City, and then finally to Oakdale, Louisiana, which is not near any major media outlets, nor would they allow any interviews. Even 60 Minutes, they would not allow to come in and do the interview with me. So it's been helpful to have had you as an advocate for justice on Air America, and it's a pleasure to be with you today. But the
thank you.
Yeah, there's. I mentioned before the break that the restrictions on my travel are so severe that it, I think, clearly impinges upon my First Amendment right to speak, my ability to petition Congress or to raise money for my legal defense. So I have to request 30 days in advance before I travel to another state like Louisiana. These kinds of restrictions are so constraining.
Sounds like the Soviet Union.
It makes it virtually impossible for me to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So you couldn't go to Washington D.C. to petition Congress. You couldn't go and speak at a fundraiser as Karl Rove can do right now. This is horrible.
Not without giving notice and not without getting approval, and in some cases, as I mentioned, it may take well more than 30 days. It's just that most of us don't organize our schedules that far in advance, and I think this whole thing is geared toward shutting me down again, trying to prevent me from speaking, trying to prevent me from raising money, trying to prevent me from going to Congress, and I think that's the game plan. You know, the 11th Circuit let me out, but you know we're not going to let him speak. We're not going to let him get out and talk about this. So again, right. I appreciate you letting me be on your show today.
Well, let's just recap what happened, sir.
Well, I think some of the high points are that Karl Rove and I had a run-in in 1994 when he was trying to steal his first election in Alabama for the Alabama Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Then in 1999, right after my election as governor, Rove's client, then Attorney General, began a federal state investigation. And then in 2001, Rove's business partner, business associate, political partner, Bill Canary's wife, who had been approved by Bush, George W. as a U.S. attorney, began the federal investigation. When that investigation started to slow down, the person, the career prosecutor who was head of the criminal division, didn't think that there was a case worthy of pursuing against me, so they took him off the case and put Karl Rove's client's campaign manager's wife in that slot, and she then began to move the case forward. The first false indictment came upon the false testimony by a former FBI agent that was just a flat lie to the grand jury in the Northern District. The presiding judge of that district heard the case for about a day and a half until the government moved to dismiss all the charges with prejudice. That case was brought by Alice Martin, who is also a cohort of Bill Canary's and a close friend of Carl Rove's. When that case failed, Noel Hillman, who was head of the Department of Public Integrity, called the prosecutors to Washington and said, told them to go back and look at everything in the Sigelman case again. So then they brought new charges against me shortly after I announced I was running for re-election, and then brought me to trial 1 month before the Democratic primary in 2006. You know the story about the judge and the jury and right. the shackling and all that, so there's yeah. no point in
and, that. And the theft of the election, the discovery of all these thousands of votes electronically in the middle of the night when everybody had gone home except the Republicans that gave Bob Riley the governorship.
Yeah, and you know we had won the election. We had a tough election because it was right after 9/11. Bush, right. President Bush, came into the state a couple of times. Lure, his wife came in. We had the secretary. We had a bunch of folks from Washington coming in campaigning.
Sir, we're just flat out of time. I'm sorry.
Sorry, listen. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Don Siegelman. Don S I before E. DonSiegelman.org is his website. Check it out. Help out. Thank you so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? The Red Wings. The Penguins. It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 3, Wednesday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Henrik Zetterberg.
Sidney Crosby and the young Penguins have a bright future.
What is the future now?
The Red Wings have been here before.
Can they bring the cup back to Hockey Town?
Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific.
The cup changes everything.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
Stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Aleve.com to sing about how Aleve lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use it directly. No purchase necessary. For rules or entry information, visit www.aleve.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Not sure if you've noticed it, but on pretty much every block in this city, there's at least one home for sale. And I've also read on CNN's financial page that mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been in quite some time. Well, putting those things together, it would lead you to believe now is the time to buy. Whether you're looking to get into your first home or to invest in real estate properties, 76 Mortgage is a great place to turn to. They're a locally owned, small-town mortgage company with more than a decade of experience in the mortgage business. And they're dedicated to service. They're going to find you the best rates out there and give you the kind of service you won't find at any big bank. So call them today, 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626, MB number 0907413. Or look for them on the web at 76mortgage.com. Or check them out at our website, 1480kphx.com. Look for their banner ad there. Don't put it off any longer. Call 76 Mortgage today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Flags are placed at gravestones. Taps are played at cemeteries as America pauses to honor its fallen heroes on this Memorial Day.
Shortly after an honor guard marched up to Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns, the president laid a wreath there and eulogized the nation's war dead.
It only remains for us, the heirs of their legacy, to have the courage and the character to follow their lead.
On a bright, sunny day here in Washington, the president and first lady left Arlington under a haze of gray smoke from cannon fire, which settled over the hallowed burial ground's tombstones. The president noting there are more and more of those each Memorial Day. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In the face of criticism from Democrats, John McCain used a Memorial Day appearance to defend his opposition to Senate-passed legislation that would provide additional college financial aid to veterans. He says he wants to link benefits to time served, unlike one proposed by Senator Jim Webb.
This is why I'm committed to our bill, despite the support Senator Webb's bill has received. It would be easier, much easier politically, for me to have joined Senator Webb in offering his legislation.
Hillary Clinton is campaigning today in Puerto Rico while Barack Obama is in New Mexico. The nation's midsection is cleaning up after strong storms hit this Memorial Day weekend. In Parkersburg, Iowa, 7 people were killed in twisters. The local sheriff says damage is extensive.
I would say about half of the homes in Parkersburg received catastrophic damage. Either they're leveled, completely gone, or won't be livable for quite some time.
And this woman survived the storm that ripped through Hugo, Minnesota.
The first thought that ran through my mind was, there's no way that I'm going to die like this.
The storm system responsible for the damage is now moving east across Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. This is AP Radio News. The U.N. nuclear watchdog suggests that Iran may be withholding information the agency needs to establish whether Tehran tried to make nuclear weapons. Iran continues to